Travel is top of mind for many, but there are numerous questions surrounding the new normal, where travel is concerned. There's still time to sign up for a virtual sit-down with Garth Lund, the chief commercial officer of Flair Airlines, to discuss what travelers can now expect. What safety precautions are airlines taking? How has the pandemic changed the travel industry? Is traveling cheaper now? Answer these questions and more tomorrow 12 p.m. All webinar attendees will receive a discount code from Flair Airlines. Happening this week for Collingwood Today Plus members, stand out from the crowd with new threads. Plus members can enter daily for the chance to win $1,000 in gift cards from Ontario Clothing Company. Be sure to answer the poll and visit the Ontario Clothing Company website to secure a couple of extra entries. Contest closes November 30th. Always be in the know. Get your Plus member updates right to your mobile phone. Plus members can get free daily texts with an insider view on Collingwood news and Plus membership updates. This is your chance to text us questions or give us feedback and comments. Sign up today and join the two-way conversation. We know everyone has a point of view and we want to know yours. If you've ever dreamed of being a writer, whether it's a story, an opinion piece, or a letter to the editor, we want to hear from you. If being published is on your bucket list, this is your chance to do just that for millions to read across the Village Media Network. Check your Plus member dashboard to read past selections or to submit yours. Barry Today community editor Raymond Bowie writes about a brazen theft that happened just outside the city limits and how what may seem like petty crimes can quickly turn tragic. Such was the case in August 2007 when Midhurst resident Rob Plunkett, a 43-year-old detective constable with York Regional Police, was killed while trying to arrest a suspect involved in a string of airbag thefts in Markham. Raymond was assigned to cover the somber news conference that day down in York Region as a crime reporter. Plunkett, who was heavily involved in Special Olympics, left behind a wife and three children. In this week's People of Collingwood feature, we speak with Michael Troyman, land steward with the Blue Mountains Bruce Trail Club and actor. Member only offers from our Plus partners. Members may be required to present their virtual ID card and or a unique promo code at checkout. 10% off God's Country clothing apparel, 10% off brand dead apparel. And if you missed it, here's what happened last week. A Collingwood mom is getting help from the community to pay for training her son's dog as a support canine to help him cope with anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder after tragedies claimed the life of his father and uncle. Here's a little more about how Jojo is supporting his human, Levi. In last week's People of Collingwood, we catch up with Keith Curry, a local farmer and the vice president of the Canadian Federation of Agriculture. Curry has done a lot of work advocating for and lobbying the government to improve regulations for Ontario farmers. Read our Q&A with Keith Curry here. Become a Collingwood Today Plus member today.